Hallelujah. What a year. What a loaded year. What a glorious year. It will be said of every winner this year, who are these that fly as a cloud? The cloud of glory is resting here. You never know the meaning of shame anymore. You never hide away from your peers anymore. Your year of long-awaited decoration is now. God is not a joker. He means what he says. And he says only what he means. Let your faith come alive. In the prophetic word for the year, and pursue after God, whose hand only can make it happen. People pursue prophecies. Pursue after God. We have never pursued about anything after anything that is something of value in this ministry. We just kept pursuing after God, and he keeps turning them in, one after the other, as they are due. One after the other, as they are due. One after the other. My soul, followed hard after thee, O God, and thy right hand upholdeth me. Stop pursuing prophecies, pursue after God. The harder you follow God, the higher you fly. I heard God speak that to me in 1977 from A.W. Tozer's book, The Pursuit of God. The harder you follow me, Psalm 63 verse 8, the higher you fly. Don't let my commandments be stressful to you. Don't let my instructions be burdensome to you. The harder you follow me, the higher you fly. We are ordained for a flight this year. Amen. A colorful flight. Amen. An enviable flight. Amen. In all areas of life. Amen. You shall not miss your place in it. Amen. Please lift up your two hands. Ask God to speak to you in person today. Lord, I want to hear from you directly. I want to hear from you directly. Jesus, I must hear from you directly. I must hear from you directly today. I'm set to hear from you directly. Jesus, let my own word come true today. When the word of Joseph came, everything turned around in his favor. Let my own word come in today. He was laid in iron, kept in bondage, until the time that his word came. And when his word came, the king sent and loosed him and let him go free. And his story changed from that time on. Lord, let my own word come today. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Your word is delivered today. And just like the word of Joseph came and everything turned in his favor, your word that will turn everything in your favor this year gets across to you today. In Jesus' precious name. Praise the Lord, I'm more than a conqueror. Praise the Lord, I'm more than a conqueror. Congratulations. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and get seated, please. The prophetic focus for the month is faith secures fulfillment of prophecy. Let's say it one more time. 1 Kings 8:15. Whatever God declares, only his hand has capacity to deliver. Blessed be God, who spake with his mouth to my father David, and has with his hand fulfilled it as it is this day, my God. Only the hand of God has capacity to deliver whatever his mouth declares. And who hath believed that report? It's only unto him that the arm of the Lord will be revealed. So it takes faith to secure the hand of God. It takes the hand of God to secure fulfillment of prophecies. Faith. Every prophecy is empty, is barren, is impotent without faith. God didn't let us prepare to build this house. I mean, it's a humorous God. He didn't allow us to prepare for it. He just hit my mouth. Because I couldn't say that naturally. That this building, that is, the joint is not completed, will be dedicated next year. I have some little small brain to know that before we complete the drawings, secure approval and all that, 6 months is gone. The concept, that's okay. It's far from where we are going. It didn't let us have the opportunity to prepare for building it. Faith built it. Amen. By securing the hand of God, the creator of the world. To let you know, he did say, it took me only 6 days to create the world and the fullness thereof. I will not need 2 months to finish an ordinary building. To him, it's ordinary. Why not? He created the whole world. There is no pillar here. In the world he created, have you hit pillar before? This is God's pillar. Only faith has capacity to secure the hand of God, and only the hand of God has capacity to secure fulfillment of prophecies. So without faith, prophecies are mere stories. They never see the light of day. That's how vital faith is. Now, the whole scriptures is defined as the more sure word of prophecy. Amen. That means no scripture comes through without faith. We just need to know this. Add to your faith virtue. Faith is fundamental to our adventure in the kingdom. Faith is fundamental, sir. You don't have a foundation without faith. We are saved by grace through faith. You can't be saved without faith. Amen. Let him ask in faith, or let not that man think shall receive anything from God. Prayer is empty without faith. Nothing works here without faith. Nothing. That's how vital. He said many of the priests became obedient to the faith. And so Christianity is the faith. If you are from Southwest, from my village particularly, every Christian is only Bagbo, a custodian of faith. Amen. Praise God. So if you don't have no faith, you are not a Christian. Christianity means nothing. There will be no difference between you and those who don't know God. Faith is vital. Please invest in building your faith, so you can see more and more of God's hand in your life. Invest in building your faith. You know what God said to me? That's given us a right today. Was it not you I told? This is where my place of appearance is. And you are carrying the project to the other side. I would not have gone there with you. He just came to say, I'm the one building this thing. Don't direct me. Don't push me. You are too small. was there, I'm the one in charge. But just keep doing what you are doing. Keep pursuing after souls, keep praying, teaching about random prayer, keep, you know, driving everybody who's drivable. You know, if a car has no battery, there's no, you are wasting energy trying to push it. Gear 2, will it work? Gear 3, which year will work? No. Your battery won't go flat.
Amen.
Your battery of life in Christ will not go flat.
Amen.
And the Spirit driveth him. So we are driven in the kingdom. You are not drivable, you are a loser. The Spirit driveth Jesus. The end of struggling for survival is over. You know the difference between crawling and walking is wide. Between walking and running is wide. Eh? And between running and driving, amen, the fastest runner in the world, Olympic, 3 times. To compete with you driving a Jalopy car from here to Ikeja, his throat will cut. Amen. I mean, there is no point because you won't even see you in front. If two of you are competing, we can't see the other one at all. You two would stop. There is a difference between running and driving. My prayer is that this will be a most adventurous year for every one of us. If you believe it, let me hear your loudest amen. That's how important faith is in expecting prophecy to be fulfilled in our lives. Faith is vitally important. Engaging the power of faith for fulfillment of prophecies is our running teaching series for the Sundays of this month. Prophecies, like we all know, are the unveiling of God's plan and purpose for a people or an individual. How shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? If a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord and the things do not come to pass, that is a word. The thing which the Lord has not spoken. But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of it. Every word from the Lord is loaded with capacity for delivery. And faith is what releases that capacity. You inject your faith into it, and then that virtue is unleashed and the word comes to pass. In Ezekiel 12 story and verse 25. Ezekiel 12:25. From the Lord I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. I mean, it's me speaking. It shall no more be prolonged, for in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word, perform it, saith the Lord God. Prophecies are sworn verdicts. For the Lord of hosts has sworn. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 24, saying, surely as I've thought, so shall it come to pass. And as a purpose, so shall it stand. Every prophetic word is a sworn verdict. This is what I will do if you care to believe. This is settled as far as I'm concerned. You know the reason why? When God speaks, He creates what He says. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. So it's not speaking, it's not making a proposal. It's not showing you what He has capacity to do. When He says it, He creates it. So on his side is created. On your side and my side is faith to take delivery. He's created. If you will diligently hearken to my voice and observe to do what I tell you to do, I will set on high above all nations of the earth. So he's created a place for you and me above all nations. If we would care to observe and to do whatsoever he commands, it's there. So obedience of faith is what we engage in taking delivery of every prophetic word. What do I call it?
Obedience of faith.
When you call it faith, you just believe that God can do it. No. Your obedience of faith. And my obedience of faith is what provokes God to deliver. Amen. Amen. Now, Sarah has passed the age of having pleasure in bed with the husband. She's extreme in age. But through faith, she received strength to conceive seed. Obedience of faith is what it takes to take delivery. I heard those words 1984. My son, there's a place for you on top if you are interested. What he says to one, he says to all. Jesus, who said now the right hand of majesty on high, said, what I do shall you do also, and greater works than these. So we all have a place already created. Access is obedience of faith to whatever he says, get one there. Obedience of faith. I know that many stars will rise in this church. Amen. I mean, let me call them additional stars. Amen. There are stars here already. And those stars will be shining brighter. Amen. And brighter. Amen. And one of the keys is, they that be wise, it is wisdom, shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. He said, I mean, they that turn many to righteousness shall emerge as the stars forever and ever. So turning many to righteousness is a qualifier for emerging as a lifelong star, a generational star in your life. Now, I don't believe that. That's your cup of tea. Nobody's faith is subject to anybody says unbelief. Your faith does not need another man's faith to deliver. The judge shall live by his faith. Your heart does not need another heart to pump. Amen. Man shall live by the pumping of his heart. You can't jumpstart the heart of another man with another. You know the jumpstart cars here. You move your car to the front, you plug the battery there, the president say, start. There is no jumpstarting of the heart. If your heart stops, thank God you have boarded the chariot of Elijah. Amen. No one will board that chariot until a good old age. Faith is it. You'll never see any Christian who plays down on faith and makes a meaning. All those anti-faith churches, you see them crawling. Anti-faith Asian believers, you see them struggling for survival. Show me anyone who does not believe in prosperity that prospers. It never happens by chance. No. Whatever you can't believe never happens in your life. But just shall live by his faith. A friend of mine came around and said, from the U.S. years ago, he said, now, Brother David, how do you pay for all these things? I said, faith. He said, faith. I said, yeah. And I told him, I said, faith is a universal currency. It delivers at the same rate in every nation of the earth. Faith does not know first nation or third nation. There are first nation people in many third nations. Global champions in no nations. Nations of 300,000 people. You have a global star there. So it's not about the nation, it's about you. Where you stand. May the prophecies concerning the year find full and open manifestations in the life of every one of us. Amen. Just know what it takes and plug into it with obedience of faith. Stop arguing with unbelievers. They can kill your faith. Are you still running after us? What have you got from me? When you reach many, it will show. You have reached some. Congratulations. Until you reach many, it will show. Reach many now. My daughter and Katie got her 10 that year, the same month of February. 10. She got the 10. 1 month. Somebody's looking for 10. 1 year. I was reflecting because I wrote something years back on leadership etiquette. Now, you never find a star student, you know, the serious-minded one, who is not a serious-minded one. Sir, you never find a believer who is not a serious-minded believer. I'm sure we all went to school and, you know, we met people met us. Those serious-minded believers are still serious today. Those loose believers are still loose today. Now, a number of those serious-minded students are academic giants today. Serious-minded. So, I read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the first 3 months I got saved. I got inoculated with the acts of Christ, the life he offers. I got myself out of tuberculosis. I said, no, come back. I wasn't baptized in the Holy Ghost. Please wake up. Get serious with God. Get serious with God. May this year be your most serious year. Amen. In your walk with God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. No prophecy will fall to the ground in your life this year. Amen. Whatever God says pertains to those who serve him. You will see it live in your life. No one among God shall be called barren by the end of this year. No one shall be called jobless. Anyone called jobless today, many will become employers of labor. By encounter with light from above. Now, very quickly, we have three sorts of prophecies in the kingdom. First, the word of God. 2 Peter 1, 19 to 21. No prophecy of scriptures or any private interpretations, but holy men of God. But we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto ye do well. That he take heed. Take heed to what the prophetic, the content of the prophetic word is, and what is required to have it delivered. And plug your life into it. And the day star will rise in your heart. Take heed. Don't just trash it, don't just throw it. Now, some fellows have gotten this now. All they have is that they have a copy. May never read it once. But because some will read it, we keep publishing. This is money. Someday you may wake up and want to read it. So how do you make anything out of the month when you won't even go through? In case you can't read, ask somebody to read it to me. I want to hear it. You know, take heed, take heed. Get serious about it. That's the way it works. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And you do well as you take heed until the day star arises. And they see you just up there flying. Many day stars will rise here. That equals stars among stars. That is, in spite of the shining of the sun, you still see the star. Jesus calls himself the bright and the morning star. But it all comes as a result of taking heed to the prophetic word and what it commands for you and me to do. Secondly, we access prophetic words through personal encounters with God. Abraham had a personal encounter with God, raw encounter with God. Arise, get thee out of thy country, to a nation I will show you. I will thereof make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and thou shalt be a blessing. Moses had a personal encounter. I turned to see this wonderful sight. And the Lord said to me, come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring my people Israel out of Egypt. How? Personal encounter with God. Thirdly, through God sent prophets who are sent to show us what God wants to do next. But the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealed his secrets to his servants, the prophet. There are still prophets here today. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Abraham told the rich fool in that parable of Christ, if they will not hear Moses and the prophets, neither would they hear if anybody come down from heaven. Straight. Prophets shall be here forever. And there are those who are sent to us. When we acknowledge those who are sent, he said there are many widows, but unto none was Elijah sent, but unto Zarephath. There are prophets sent to you. Don't toy with them. They bear God's agenda to you, you plug into it, it shows. In this year of great multiplication of membership, there shall be great multiplication of grace and blessings in your life. Because life begets life. As you enlarge your acreage of engagement, it increases your rate of advancement. You sow sparingly, you reap sparingly, you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. Don't take his word lightly. You don't carry no weight in his presence. You can't treat God's word with levity and expect him to treat you with dignity. Move there to me, I'll move there to you. Move away from me, I'll move away from you. You initiate my acts in your life. Every believer initiates the acts of God in his life. Go to Jordan and wash. No, I'm greater than going to Jordan. Jordan, everybody's passing. Okay, you'll be passing. Pass away with your leprosy to your house. Amen. My God. It shall be an unusual year. Now watch how prophecies play out. As you pastor this one church, we were explosive by grace in town to have spread while we were still in town. As you pastor this one church, the world will become your parish. But for them, you to serve your generation. And you can, I hear news of folks around the world who are online our services who don't even belong to our faith. As you pastor this one church, I don't know where you are from, sweet. You are not the one who sent me. And you can't command me for a spread. I know the cost of doing what he has not sent you. Once beaten, twice shy. We labored dangerously in Kumasi for 6 years without expression. He said, I'm not there. After six, when I asked him, why is nothing happening? I'm not there. I went there for 2 crusades. There's no nation we have been to in my life that I went there to for crusade. I went to that small town. We saw signs, but we don't see improvement. Nothing worked. There was even nothing to hire. There was no dignified place to hire. Not to beg, to hire, to pay. Land to pay, no way. God, what is happening? Say, I'm not there. We are troubled sometimes in Kaduna, in our satellite churches. And I said, God, what's happening? He said, did I send you? People don't know this God, though. He never brings his word. You mean to what he has not sent you to do? You see your emptiness. Emptiness. People will say, but I think he was a man of God. Is that a man of God? You have left, he has left you. You look back, there's nobody there. God won't leave you alone. Yeah. Please don't pack your baggage and stop going to where God is not going with you. You just suffer ahead for nothing. Ask him, Lord, I'm invited to come. Is that your agenda for my life? When he says, express, now that you are running around that my son who returned from UK deported. Amen. No. You go with dignity, sir. Your life will never lack dignity. We'll stop wherever we do, but the good news is the year is ordained your own year. Because it's our year of release. Which covers you. So your captivity is over. Your distress is over. Every debtor shall be let go. Every slave shall be set free. And everyone shall experience new levels of favor. It takes faith to see prophecies fulfilled. How prophecies or our faith facilitates fulfillment of prophecies. Number one, faith spiritually strengthens believers not to waver in order to see prophecies fulfilled. Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and then Isaac came. Not shout hallelujah in the afternoon and cast down your head in the night. Through faith, Sarah herself received strength. Faith is a strengthener of our inner man that keeps you actively following the circumstances around you, notwithstanding. Who would have thought? So what people cannot think happens when you refuse to waver? That Sarah will give suck to a child? No. But God has made me to laugh. When you refuse to waver, you end up with laughter. When you refuse to waver, you end up with laughter. Your issue will end up with laughter this year. But we must come to build strength into our faith before our faith can strengthen us on the inside. And faith grows by hearing and understanding the word. Spiritual understanding is just being able to see what God is saying. You're having a chat with a friend, at a point, you say, oh, I see. He's just having a grip of what you are saying. I see. You can't see a thing and still doubt it. I see. They call it the eyes of understanding, being enlightened, to see. I see. We build faith by studying the world to the point of understanding, with the help of the Holy Ghost, who teaches us all things, and means our remembrance, all things, whatever we have learned from him. He is a master teacher. Now, 1 Corinthians 2:13, the Bible says, with things we teach, not with wisdom that man's wisdom teaches, but with the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. He's a chemist of the world. He puts it together, delivers the product. Yes, I'm free. Praise God. That's what he does. So engage his ministry to facilitate spiritual understanding, which is a booster of faith. Do you understand what you are reading? Philip asked him, say, how can I? He said, someone should guide me. That covenant, that messenger of the covenant is the Holy Ghost. He enlightens our spiritual understanding, our spiritual eyes, to behold, to see what God is saying. He opens our eyes to see the wondrous things out of his law. But to see prophecies received, fulfilled, first we must receive the prophetic word in our mind, so we don't become a victim like that man on whom the king leans. Even if God opens the windows of heaven, shall this thing be? We start thinking scripturally. Whatever things are pure, whatever things are of good report, think on these things. You receive it. Most of the times, prophetic works are very humorous. They are very laughable. They are not things that people who operate with their natural mind can grasp easily. Amen. This time tomorrow, food will be in town. I mean, you can't blame that man, sir. It's not natural. Is that normal? Did the food come or not? Whatever God says, he creates. Whatever God says, what? Because he said, I am the Lord, I tell you not. Whatever he said, he saw. And the Lord said, and the Lord saw, and the Lord said, and the Lord saw. Genesis 1:1-31. And the Lord saw everything that the Lord said, and behold, they were very good. He saw everything he said, and he hasn't changed. So whatever he says, all you need is turn your spiritual side to it. Receive. Now, it will build this church in 1 year, and it did, and we didn't owe anybody. We didn't owe nobody. Nobody. Now come and get your money next tomorrow. Nobody. We didn't borrow from any bank any day. It built the Covenant University Phase 1, 7 months. A management team of a bank came in and said, which bank is bankrolling this project? They said, no, it's not possible. We are heaven rolling. No bankrolling. Faith is a most potent force on the earth. Now, let me tell you this, don't be scared. You believe in, you shall die. I mean, you shall not die. But if you believe in before you died, the faith you have before you died will bring you back. Ah, it's in John now, it's not me. John chapter 5. Amen. It's an interesting adventure. Faith works even when you stop breathing. That's how potent it was when you were sleeping. Death won't take anyone cheap anymore. That's the power of praise, the power of faith in bringing his word to pass. And if you believe it, then prove it. by working it out, doing your part of it. And you can trust God for his part. The good news is the end of struggles in the life of every one of us has finally come. Yeah. Let me hear your loudest amen. Yeah. So never ask again, how shall this thing be? It's not a question to ask in the school of faith. Leave God to it. When God says go forward, go forward. The rest, he can't stop God. He created it. And he threw an overhead bridge across the Red Sea. And they walked gallantly, majestically across it. And as soon as his people went off, the bridge collapsed. Pharaoh and his host got drowned. Let's go over to the other side. He knew storm was on the way. But don't bother, I'll take care of it. He took care of the storms on the way. Just believe him, refuse to waver. And that takes inner strength. And inner strength from strong faith. Whatever God has spoken concerning you, no devil in hell or their agents will be able to stop it. The question of how shall we find food to eat when the one we carry finish did not arise. How shall we have water to drink did not arise. The one who said, don't go through the way of the wilderness, although that was short. Exodus 13, number 17. Lest for adventure, the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. That God led them not through the wilderness, but led them about, the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went harnessed. They saw the tongue. They said, I'll take care of you. So he was feeding them twice a day. A rock was holding them, providing them water. Cloud of fire and pillar of fire by night to protect them from wild beasts. And then the cloud in the day to shield them from the heat of the sun. Their feet were not swollen. Their clothes is not waxed old. He just took care of them, just clothed them with glory because they follow what he said. Things that have never happened, things you have never read of, things you never heard as it has gone in this place, is ordained for you this year. We serve a God of times and seasons, and he always preserves the best for the last. This is the end of the seventh year. The sweet wine of this wonderful visitation will be served to us this year. Yeah. You won't miss your portion. Yeah. Lift up your right hand and give God thanks. If you heard anything from him today, give him thanks. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. So set out to enhance your faith level by attending to the Philips sent to you so they can help enlighten you to grow in faith. You'll never be at the same spot anymore. Very quickly this morning, as powerful as faith is, it's a weapon in the hand of the redeemed. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world and overcomes by faith. 1 John 5:4. So being born again is the starting point for experiencing the power of faith. You are here this morning, you are not born again yet. You want to turn your life over to Christ. It's for free and it's for your good. It's the most valuable virtue anyone on earth can experience. Before Christ comes, heaven will become so much a reality among God's people. Are we in heaven already? The church will be reigning in power and glory. Don't lose out of it. And more importantly, it is the only access to eternity with God at the end of your journey. If you are here this morning, you'd like me to pray that prayer with you. Please stand to your feet. Jesus, save my soul. Forgive my sins. Please stand to your feet. God bless you. God bless you. Jesus, save my soul today. I want to be born again. I want to become a child of God. Please stand to your feet. It's real. It's no makeup. It's no makeup. Please stand. God bless you and remain standing, please. Now, there are also people here today that need to rededicate their life to Christ or reconnect back to God. You know there's a disconnect between you and Him. Maybe you have started checking on other possible gods to help you out. You know it. If you ever say before, you know when the thing is no longer there. You want to say, Jesus, I want to return back to you. Wherever you are in this service today, you want to return back to Jesus, please stand to your feet. God bless you as you do. You want to return home back to your Heavenly Father today, please stand. God bless you, and God bless you, and God bless you. No matter how far anyone may have gone, His arms are ever spread to welcome you back. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Please bow your heads for prayers. Lift up your right hand to heaven. You may stop filling that form for now until after these prayers. And pray this prayer of faith after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Say after me, Lord Jesus. I surrender my life to you today. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior, and I believe my sins are now forgiven. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me back to the faith. By your help, I will serve you all the days of my life. Sin shall no more have dominion over my life. Amen. Keep your hands up as I pray. Father, I pray over these precious souls. Your grace has brought them out today to reach out to you. Thank you for accepting them. And I cover every one of you with the blood of Jesus against any activities of the wicked one that is aimed at pulling you back from following Christ. You will make it to the end. For every one of us dedicating our life to Christ today, you'll never go off again. By the blood of Jesus, your kingdom life is secured. You never find yourself anymore in the pit we are in, there is no water. In the name of Jesus Christ, for all of us who are accepting Christ for the first time today, you'll be steadfast to the end. You never turn your back on Christ all the days of your life. For all of us who are standing receiving this prayer, you will make heaven at the end of your journey. In Jesus' precious name. Congratulations. Congratulations. Please complete your forms and pass them over to the church officials around with you. It shall be a most glorious adventure for you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Shall we all rise? Only serious-minded people ever get listed among frontliners in their fields of endeavor. Only serious-minded believers, not Christian activists, not church attendees, serious-minded. My God, I mean, if that my little daughter is a mother now could secure 10 souls in the month of February. 10 souls. My prayer is that before May 2nd, when we are celebrating the end of the 7th year, your minimum 12 standing souls will be standing by you. If you will care to believe it, how shall we want to work with God? Work with God is to believe. To believe. No prayer gets attention with God, priority attention with God, as kingdom advancement prayers. Lord, give me 1,000 souls this month. I went out personally, sir. He did it. Second month, he did it. I said, now, God, give me 1,000 souls this week. And he did it. He answers it speedily. If you are asking for it seriously. No, Papa said we should pray. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. You know, I'm just from America. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my mama. You can only impress your neighbors with your grammar. It doesn't move God. It's genuine content of your prayer that matters. The genuine content of your prayer. My God. Genuine content in your dialect, in your language. Genuine content with your Nigerian phonetics. Amen. When you are speaking from the east, I know. When you are from the north, I know. When you are from southwest, I know you very well. Amen. And he has redeemed us out of every tribe, every tongue, every nation. So every tribe is relevant to God. Now, you meet me on the